On the return leg of his trip, Bohr met more physicists eager to hear what he had to say about quantum spin. When his train stopped at Göttingen, Werner Heisenberg, who just a few months earlier had finished his stint as Bohr's assistant, and Pascual Jordan were waiting at the station. Electron spin, he told them, was a great advance. He then traveled to Berlin to attend the 25th anniversary celebrations of Planck's famous lecture to the German Physical Society in December 1900 that was the official birthday of the quantum. Pauli lay in wait at the station, having traveled from Hamburg to quiz the Dane once again. As he feared, Bohr had changed his mind and was now the prophet of electron spin. Unmoved by initial attempts to convert him, Pauli called quantum spin a new Copenhagen heresy. A year earlier, he had dismissed the idea of electron spin when a 21-year-old German-American, Ralph Kronig, had first proposed it. On a 2-year odyssey around some of Europe's leading centers of physics after gaining his PhD at Columbia University, Kronig arrived in Tübingen on 9 January 1925, prior to spending the next 10 months at Bohr's Institute. Interested in the anomalous Zeeman effect, Kronig was excited when his host, Alfred Landé, told him that Pauli was expected the following day. He was coming to talk to Landé about the exclusion principle before submitting his paper for publication. Having studied under Sommerfeld and later served as Born's assistant in Frankfurt, Landé was highly regarded by Pauli. Landé showed Kronig a letter Pauli had written to him the previous November. In the course of his life, Pauli wrote thousands of letters. As his reputation grew and the number of correspondents increased, his letters were highly prized and passed around and studied. For Bohr, who saw past the sarcastic wit, a letter from Pauli was an event. He would slip it into his jacket pocket and carry it around for days, showing it to anyone remotely interested in whatever problem or idea Pauli was dissecting. Under the cover of drafting a reply, Bohr would conduct an imaginary dialogue as though Pauli were seated in front of him smoking a pipe. Probably all of us are afraid of Pauli, but then again we are not so afraid of him that we dare not admit it, he once playfully declared. Kronig later recalled that as he read Pauli's letter to Landé, his curiosity was aroused. Pauli had outlined the need to label every electron inside an atom with a unique set of 4 quantum numbers and its consequences. Immediately, Kronig began thinking about the possible physical interpretation of the 4th quantum number and came up with the idea of an electron rotating about its axis. He was quick to appreciate the difficulties attached to such a spinning electron. However, finding it a fascinating idea, Kronig spent the rest of the day developing the theory and doing the mathematics. He had worked out much of what Uhlenbeck and Goudsmit would announce in November. When he explained his findings to Landé, both men were impatient for Pauli to arrive and give his seal of approval. Kronig was taken aback when Pauli ridiculed the notion of electron spin.